This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT. Something Brothers guitarist Edwin Pierce says it was surprisingly easy for band members to create and record new music together after nearly 30-year studio hiatus and missing a key band member. GLT's John Norton has more.
A reunion performance last year by the legendary Bloomington Normal Band has now morphed into the group's first album since the early 1990s. The 10-song Apollo was released in June. This is the opening track. It's called Fuzzle. Edwin Pierce and vocalist lyricist Scott Wilson stopped by the GLT studios to review the new album. Pierce says recording again was like getting back on a bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, it comes naturally to us. I mean, honestly, it really, if we got one gift, is we're able to, you just see it, you just hear it, and you go, that's it. And I don't know why, but there's some kind of an intuitive thing that we have.
It was pretty spooky, actually, like when we first got into the practice rehearsal space and started flushing out these songs. It just was so weird how it just felt like it hadn't been 30 years. It seemed like we were just in the studio together 5 months ago.
So, yeah, for instance, a lot of my things, because I've been playing bass guitar a lot, came in as bass demos. Tommy's didn't come in as electric guitar stuff. It came as an acoustic. I'd listen to his thing as an acoustic, and I'm going, I'm not so quite seeing the vision quite yet. And then Scott would go put the lyric to it, and then we'd get the electric guitars on, and all of a sudden it went from a nice kind of acoustic song to one hell of a rock song. So,
well, can you give me an example of one song? Can you think of one
Yucca
song?
Flat was
Yucca
one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like an acoustic.
You know, the riff was on acoustic. Everything was on acoustic. And then when it came out to actually flushing it out, it turned out to be a rip-roaring, you know, rock your head off song, which I was shocked, actually. But I was really happy. Set me up.
Yucca Flat is from the new album Apollo by the Something Brothers, their first album in nearly 30 years. But this album, as well as the reunion show last year, was minus one of your key members, Dean Carlson. As you said in a Bandcamp post, fell off the metaphorical van. He's no longer with the band. And my understanding is he is still welcome in the band if he's willing to come back. But let's talk about Dean was an integral part of the band. He was up front with Scott as the vocalist. He was with Scott, the primary lyrical writers in the band. How much of an adjustment was it to not have Dean a part of this new album, Apollo?
Adjusting wasn't really actually that difficult. It was unfortunate. He decided he didn't want to do it. We looked at each other and said, well, do we want to do it? We took the leap. We did it. And now we're here. When you look at each other in the eye and say, do you really want to do this? And everyone's kind of saying, yeah, I kind of want to do this, then it's a lot easier than having a bunch of people just saying, I don't want to do it, or maybe. There was no maybe. It was like, yeah, I want to do this. Yes, I want to do this. So we had five people saying, yes, I want to do this. What do? You go forward.
So maybe the question is for you then, Scott, because you guys played off each other, both lyrically and out front. Was it a difficult transition for you to be the front guy?
Live, it's a little weird. In writing and the studio work, I did what I would normally do. We've only played the one show without him. And Dean and I had kind of a Martin and Lewis kind of thing going, and they both went on to do their own things. But it was one of them deals where, like the humor aspect, Dean was a lot of fun to watch live. Maybe I'm not as energetic on stage as Dean used to be, but you know, it's a different band, it's a different sound, it's a different thing. We can't really look back and go, what can we do to make this seem more like the old version of this band, when it's not the old version of this band anymore.
Well, let's talk about the concept itself. The name of the album is Apollo, and there are numerous references to space, looking down from space, spaceships, right? Earthbound is another one. I mean, there's just all these.
It was weird that way. Yeah. It's pretty accidental, to tell you.
It was. Let's play the, let's be part of Fuzzle, which opens up.
That's the one I was going to mention.
Yeah, man.
Hey, down there, hey, Houston Control, there's a prize in the capsule, and
Ed had written this demo. His working title was Fuzzle. I always like to use someone's working title as potential lyric jumping off points. And I was asking him what Fuzzle meant. He goes, I have no idea. I was thinking it was just a silly made-up word. And I was thinking about how children make silly made-up words. And all of a sudden I started thinking about old toys, and my favorite toy of all time was the G.I. Joe space capsule, the Gemini space capsule, you know, that I got for Christmas in 1966 and just went crazy over the thing. And I thought, I'm going to write a song about this space capsule toy, and then it just naturally turned into referencing other toys in it.